Hi, I'm not sure if you remember me. I work in distribution. Didn't we bump into each other last week in the parking garage? Yeah, I thought it was you. Is the seat taken? Cool. Holy fuck, I cannot believe she's still talking. I get it's like the company ball and she kinda has to, but Christ, she's been up there for 20 minutes. It's like listening to Charlie Brown's parents. I have no clue what she's talking about. I try to listen and my mind just dozes off. Need a drink? Okay, suit yourself. No, I always have it on me to do menial work like we do and listen to old farts like this talk. I can't fully be sober, and I hear a little bit of alcohol each day is good for you. Yeah, I guess it isn't red wine. Do you want to go somewhere? This is really incredibly, indescribably boring. My boss has already seen me, so I should be fine. I mentally checked out an hour ago anyway. Yeah? Thank God. So, you work in which department? Ah, sucks for you. Can't say my job is any better, though. My boss is a prick. I'm waiting for the day I can get back at her. What did I do? I know it's childish, but I've really wanted to superglue a dildo or something to her car. I was in that toy store down the road last month, and they have this, like, 13-inch horse cock, and every part of me wants to buy it. I'd superglue it right on top and watch it flop in the wind as she drives around. The old bat wouldn't even notice until someone told her. You like it? Well, I might go through with it now. Next paycheck, I'll go down there and ponder it some more. Wow, there's like no one around. It's like we walked into the back rooms. These old defense centers and hotels are eerie. We could, I don't know, make really passionate love and no one would hear. Just as an example, I'm not saying we should, unless you want to. Dude, I'm fucking with you. I'm sure your girlfriend or whoever. Oh, no girlfriend. Well, I was just yanking your chain, but well, now that I'm looking at you, you're pretty hot. I wouldn't mind a little distraction if you. Hey, where are you taking me? You're serious. We're going to fuck in this bathroom? Oh, I'm not saying no. I just didn't think you had it in you. You seem like the office straight man. Oh, did you get those TPS reports done? Or, hey, I'm going to need you to come on in this weekend. That's the kind of shit I bet you say. You seem like you'd be a total stiff, but maybe you. Hey, no need to get all defensive. I was just making an observation. If you have a problem, how about you do something about it? No need to shove. I would have bent over the sink if you asked. Yeah, just unzip my dress. Just drape it over the stall. I'll still need that later. No. Leave my panties on. Just put them to the side. Now, get that cock out, big guy. Since I'm such a bitch, why don't you treat me like one? I'm surprised you're man enough to... Well, you're hard already. Is my ass that alluring? Well, what are you waiting for? Don't be a fucking pussy. And... Jesus Christ! You're lucky I'm wet or I'd... Or I'd kick your ass for that. You can't just shove your cock in without warning. Oh, the fuck does it feel good. Look in the mirror. My pranky little tits bouncing with each thrust. No, I don't wear a bra. These puppies like to be free. And bra straps ruin my perfectly nice dress. I might not want to be here, but I still want to look hot. Oh, don't flatter me. I know I'm hot, and you've got that dick buried in my pussy. I know exactly how you feel. I'm getting hot already. Gotta loosen up that tie and cool off. This is enough to get you racked up. We'll be back before anyone notices we're gone. Oh, do you really want to go back that badly? Or is my tight, wet pussy too much for you to take? Oh, wrapping your tie around my neck. That's kinky. I like that. You didn't strike me as the type to... holy shit, dude. Dude, do you feel me tying up as you choked me? What? Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, stop fucking worrying about me. Keep fucking me and use that tie like you wanted to. Fuck. Oh, that's hot. Oh, again, damn it. Oh, you're a sadistic bastard, aren't you? Chucking on some poor petite hottie you just met. But I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I fucking love it. No one will fuck me how I want. They see a slender little lady and think of some delicate flower. I like it rough. I want to fill it the next day. I like that lovey-dovey mushy shit, but I like this more. So have you fucking me from behind, this tie around my neck, bend over this sink in some random bathroom. Oh, it turns me on more than you can believe. And it helps that the stud fucking me isn't too bad looking either. Fuck. Fuck, your cock is stretching me. I'm seeing stars. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, can I? Can I please come for you? Oh, pretty please. Let me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels good. I haven't come that hard in ages. Oh, I'm reeling. Did you come? No. Well, I like being choked, you can see that. But I love choking on something. My makeup is already ruined. You might as well finish the job. Yeah, let me get on my knees. Put your jacket down, will ya? So you can still be a gentleman after fucking the shit out of me. Ain't you full of surprises? Alright. Wow. Alrighty. It looks bigger from down here. Ah, it's heavy. Oh, this girl come and pre-cum coating it? Should go right down my throat. Ready? Jesus, dude, you're a fucking animal. I like that. I wouldn't mind doing this again. We do work in the same building. I'm sure we could sneak out to my car on our lunch. I've got seats that go all the way back. You can just go to town on my tight holes. You could just use me as a little pocket pussy every day. I work with a bunch of old coots. They wouldn't notice the hollow leaking down my legs every day. You can let it all that boredom and frustration on me. Now that I know you can do it. Now that I know you weren't some spineless papers pushing. Oh, paper pushing with some attitude. I fucking like that. Some men could learn a thing or two. Guys want to be all sweet and careful with me. I want you to break me. I hate my job. I hate my boss. I hate all this traffic. I hate cooking. I hate my loud fuck-ass neighbors. So I need a little bit of stimulation. I need to know I'm alive. And you're going to give it to me. And if you don't fuck me when I call, you will. I don't even have to blackmail you then. That makes my life easier. Crazy. Of course I'm crazy. Good investigation skills, Sherlock. But now I'm your crazy little bitch. Who will let you use her? Oh, I'm just a cum dumpster. Or a pocket pussy. Or a tight wet hole. Whatever you want me to be. Your cock twitched. Do you like my slutty little mouth? My dirty talk. Come for me. I want to taste it. Come down my throat, then face fuck it even deeper. Fuck that cum down my throat. Make me choke around you till I get lightheaded. Grab my hair and... Jesus Christ, I almost passed out. I felt my head go light. Fuck. I'm fine. I might have gone a little far. I must slap for sure. I really want you to fuck me up, but. Whew! That was a little crazy, even for me. I can't believe I did that. Can you hand me my dress? Thanks. I think I should go. I might have gone a little too cock crazy. Give me your phone. I'll put my number in. Call me. Yeah? Maybe we should do this again.